Well, lots of us had lots of fun the other day when Targa came to town. Despite the fact that it was a lesser event in that we had lesser numbers of cars, we also had a new experience because the cavalcade was a raging success. And Mark Perry said the other day, I think we might keep that on. So, which is wonderful news because people loved the fact that they didn't even have to travel into town to see these fabulous cars. In fact, I was talking to people over the weekend about this. To have both the cavalcade, I know this sounds greedy, to have the cavalcade and the display along the Esplanade when this bloody coronavirus disappears would be just wonderful. And not only that, Linda Tuck's idea of the tag on at the end that she thought might maximum pull 20 local cars, actually pulled 45 local cars in. It's just been an incredible year, beyond expectations, beyond just about everybody's expectations, including Mark Perry's. Mark's on the line. Hello, Mark.
G'day, John. How are you?
It's been a fabulous...
You guys are greedy, but look, we're here to help.
But it's been a fabulous success, hasn't it? It's busted all expectations.
Oh, absolutely. I think the fact that the event happened this year was, astounded most, including the government and the council and all of us. So the cavalcade was really just icing on the cake, and we'd be crazy not to have it again, to be honest.
How have you handled the quarantine situation? I know we discussed it early on, but how did it all work out?
Myself and my staff are in the last day of our 14 days since we've been home from up there. So we're going to turn to some normality tomorrow. But at least we're quarantining at home because we didn't go to any hot spots. Cairns not being recognised as one. But as Tasmanians, if you leave the island, you just have to quarantine no matter where you go.
Yeah.
It's been a journey. But we all just continue to work remotely and we'll return, take a couple of days off now and return to the office next week and start all over again.
All right, start all over again. Let's talk about next year. You are looking to come back again next year?
We are now, as of today. Yep. So a big announcement today for us with the Queensland Government and Tourism Events Queensland agreeing to stay on for another 3 years along with Cairns Regional Council. Mm. So, yeah, we've been obviously talking about that all year and COVID. Initially went, well, where does this sort of leave us if this thing hangs around? I think the reality is it actually probably worked in everyone's favour because we showed you can operate in the environment.
Yeah.
And the government and the council were very impressed that, we didn't postpone, we didn't cancel, we just pushed ahead and we delivered. And I think that helped get this deal done with greener pastures, as you say, hopefully on the other side of this virus.
Now, you drew 95 cars, all but three of which were local entrants. That's an incredible effort.
Yes. Yeah, so, we've normally had 200 up there, which is about a sort of target field no matter where we go, but it's not the other 100 didn't want to come. They just couldn't get there. But the fact that we still made it all work and give people a show and engage the local communities, and not just in Cairns, obviously out in the regions. And we went down to Casserig for the first time, and they absolutely loved it down there in the council. So the great thing is that we've sort of got through what is hopefully this tough time, got through 2020, and now we'll be looking to return to not just 200 cars. We're sort of 300, sort of our ultimate goal up there. And now we've got a year to really focus on the other side. And a lot of people who didn't come this year had budgeted to come, planned to come.
Mm.
But when you're out of Melbourne, Sydney, you just couldn't come. So they're already sort of signed up for next year. So whilst it's
really
a bit flat now, but I think the future's very bright, and the government agreed, sort of where we're going with the event. And I think it's good news and well-timed right now, given the year that Cairns and the regions have had.
Have you decided on the future yet of the cavalcade?
I think I can give you the exclusive, because I haven't spoken to anybody about this, not even my team, but we were so overwhelmed, and we've got the competitor survey out there at the moment, and my God, the competitors, from cheering at the dinner of when I asked them about the cavalcade to now really showing that in the surveys that are coming back, that we would be mad not to have the cavalcade again next year and obviously then finish that with the old style Targa Fest on the Esplanade. So you can have your cake and eat it too.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
If you choose to. So I thought you deserve at least one exclusive today, John. You've been so good to us over the journey, particularly during COVID, and keeping the positive word out there and keeping the event up and about. So we're most appreciative to you and your coverage.
Now, the other one, the Linda Tuck concept of putting the tag on the end with the local people getting out there to show off their cars. Have you thought about that the future
I think
of that
there'll be 100 version. Next year. I spoke to them when they got back to the showgrounds, yeah. And I was thanking them. But they had tears in their eyes with excitement for thanking us for giving them the opportunity. And I think every single one of them said, well, we'll bring at least one back with us next year. You know, a lot of people sit on the fence with this stuff. Well, what's it going to be like?
Yeah.
But now the vibe, and Linda's done a great job getting them together and getting people to come on that journey.
Yeah.
And the good thing for us is it did mean more people on the route, because you always want to see your friends, don't you? And that's what that was what it was all about.
Yeah.
And, we're definitely welcoming back with open arms. Because the good thing for us is you saw a lot of cars in that part of it that would never race in a Targa event.
Yes.
They're just too precious, too rare, too expensive, all those things.
Yeah.
And but to have, hot rods and, just nice old convertibles included in the event was very unique. We don't do it anywhere else, so it was a very unique part of the event.
Well, God willing, next year, no to a coronavirus, and we'll get back to something actually better than we had last year, because that generated, $3 million, 8,700 extra room nights or something. So we'll probably outdo that if we don't have this bloody virus around next year.
Yeah, I think we get on the other side now, and what you'll see is more locals, because it costs a fair bit of money to invest in a Targa car, right?
Mm.
So when we only had a 3-year deal, people sort of looked at it and they went in the tour, but they wouldn't commit to competing because it's a lot of, it's $25,000 for a roll cage before you even start.
Mm.
But now with another 3-year deal and other Targa events, I think more locals will go, well, it's a form of motorsport I can be involved in right in my own backyard.
Yeah.
Can't do any other motorsport there. So I think we'll see, locals move more into the competition, which will be great because, that's really what we want to see up there, not just people doing the tour. We'd love to see some locals competing against the best teams, taking on the best teams from the other states.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed with a new 3-year deal that'll happen.
Oh, excellent. Great to talk to you again, Mark. We'll get together. What have you got a date specifically for next year yet?
Yeah, we're staying in the Father's Day weekend. We all agree that's really worked well for us and for fathers in particular.
Yeah.
So it's 3rd to 5 September next year, and then the first
3-5
weekend
September.
In September for the other years after
Wonderful.
We'll keep the Father's Day theme going because, again, it's made that event unique and very successful.
Wonderful. Good on you, Mark. Congratulations. Job well done. Thank you.
Thanks for everything, mate.
He's the Chief Executive Officer, Targa Australia, is Mark Perry. From home, his last day of quarantine down there in Tassie, 29 to 12. We don't have to.